This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Global warming and other things that are happening, they're probably, you know, there's a lot of credibility to what they're saying. You know, maybe it was a big mistake to start using fossil fuels as ways of, you know, it could be the end of our species. So who knows? But my point is that extremism, everybody's looking from a vantage point, and whoever defines those parameters in the United Kingdom, the Guardian magazine would be considered extreme left in the United States to a lot of people, whereas in the United Kingdom, the Guardians, it's left. It's not extreme left. So, you know, who decides those parameters? I think violence is a major problem. Violence in the name of religion is a particular problem, because violence in the name of religion enables normally good people to do very heinous things, because of doctrinal beliefs, because they actually think that they're doing something that is good. And exclusivist religion is very dangerous. And as somebody who's been through a religious evolution in my life, and I can understand where people are at certain stages in their religious evolution, exclusivists are people that I think you can work with many of them to move them into a position of understanding. So that was my point. You know, I'm not saying, and I believe in self-change as well. I mean, I don't, but I think that's part of the balance also, being able to work on yourself and also being able to work on your environment. Your sphere of influence is very important.
Let's hear from Doug.
That's a great question. I look at it this way. I remember in high school I came across a quote by Senator George Aiken that said, if we were to wake up one morning and find we were all the same race, creed, nationality, we'd find out some other reason to hate each other by noon. And I think that speaks to the dilemma we have. And I feel like part of the Hebraic Christian kind of analysis of the human being is this, which to me helps enormously in understanding how to navigate in this world. One is, it says, we are really depraved. It's like, I remember when I met Mother Teresa, she said, I'm capable of any sin, any problem. So there's a flawed side of our humanity. But there's also, we are stamped with this incredible image of God. So we're capable of starting the Peace Corps, of laying down our lives for people, of loving our enemies, forgiving. So I think these two things are really they inform the way I look at the whole world. Because on the one hand, you can be naive if you don't understand the nature of man, that this is capable of great evil. On the other hand, you can become, as Imani said, cynical, if you really don't keep believing that there is the capacity in every human being to be great, as you've been challenging that young man.
Absolutely. Well, this young man right here, can I just do a time check? How late can we go? Okay, that's fine. Got a young man right over here. And let's try to get around. We want to try to get a lot of dialogue. Here you go.
Well, I just want to make a comment actually about facing All Saints Day, the Christian faith and All Saints Day, and what that means to be a saint, in which it comes and mentioned about, like, religion needs to be filtered by men of piety and men of understanding. We live in a time, like, I just came back from India, and in my short trip there, I experienced two bombings in my hometown, and then just recently, I was at a shrine of one of the major saints of India, and there was a bombing there, like, right before the whole festival of Eid, or the end of Ramadan, occurred. And we live in America, and I believe American Muslims have such an impact. I mean, many people are here from South Asia, and it's unnatural for South Asians to blow up things. I mean, everyone felt very shocked by this whole thing. And I feel that I deal with a lot of people here, like Imam Majid, Adam Center, Saint Levine, and we have educational foundations. I teach Sunday school, and I talk to these kids, Muslim kids, and what they tell me about non-Muslims, and what they tell me about their religion, I don't recognize that. I don't know where that comes from. And it may be the modernity that we live in and the faith that they're being taught. But Sheikh Hamza, or, you know, even for you to comment on, how is it that we can educate in the breakdown of our traditional religion, where we value people? Like the Prophet said, if you don't have, you know, you don't have any sense of gratitude towards people, you don't have gratitude towards God. And so why is it that young people, and I know that we have like a kind of extremism that's built in us as Americans, we go and we have bravado, but why can't it be that our leaders should be more definite in what is Islam and what is not Islam? It could be a broad Islam, there's no doubt about that, but more definite about who can interpret this religion, who can play around it. This is becoming a silly toy for, you know, children. I mean, we're literally intellectual children playing with God's religion, and this is a very dangerous thing. And I know that they, for your group, like, what are the steps that you see for education, you know, as far as...
Who wants to start?
Well, just, I mean, what I was saying is that religion is very dangerous. Scripture is very dangerous, and there's a lot of ways to read scripture. I when I was working in, as a nurse, I did a rotation in a bipolar clinic, and there was a man there who didn't sleep for about 8 days, and went on he went into a psychotic episode. He was manic depressive, and you know, I asked him why, and he said because the Bible says be vigilant and don't sleep. And I told him, you know, that's allegorical. You know, it means don't. And he's, really? You think it is? And he was, you know, but this is somebody who just read something and took it literally. And literalism is a major danger in religion. To take verses literally can be very dangerous. If you take the Bible literally, you can end up smashing babies up against the rocks of Zion. So I think it's very important to have that magisterium. You have to have an interpretive group of people. And even the Protestants have understood that and worked out. I mean, the Baptists, who are traditionally people that read the Bible directly, still have created ways of having interpretive magisterium. So all religions have to arrive at that. But to just leave a scripture that people actually believe is directly from God out in the open for every Tom, Dick, and Harry to interpret, I think is probably the single most dangerous thing in the world.
Let me jump in on this, because I think this is right at the heart of everything. I think people look at models. Models transform lives. In other words, you know, Henry Ford was able to mass produce Ford motor cars because he made one work. I think what the world is looking for, people in this country around the world, are people that are different, who love each other, who come out of different traditions. So I'd say, to get back to what the congressman was saying, you know, it'd be great if you started hanging out, spending time not with Christians, with Jews, and all of a sudden, people are going to notice that, and they're going to say, they're going to ask you questions. How can you have those kind of friends, and how can you do this thing? So I think one of the most powerful things we're doing here today is just being together. People are drawn to health. People want to be a part of wholeness and health. And health comes when different people start to connect and realize, hey, we're different, but boy, there's about 80% that we're kind of together on.